yellow ones are shaped the same, while the reds are shaped the same within compared to other reds, etc. So, and Jameis, you think that with the carving types, if you had proper instruments, i.e. calipers and stuff, because making the drawing to scale,
we're going to need.
Yeah, if you have that, then you could definitely do drawings to scale with your great art skill. Otherwise, you could sketch what they would be if you labeled it not necessarily to scale.
Okay, so we just, I mean,
if you're doing an engineering,
we're just gonna kill some time. We're gonna go back, get the tools we need, come back. Does anyone have a problem with that?
No.
Tell me how many days.
3 years to get the stutter.
If we get it, the sooner we get it out of the way, the faster we can not worry about it.
We also might want to search for other ways.
Trying to clear up the echo in...
By the way, leaving our bikes in Catan just because there's no point in going back for them right now.
Let me know when you guys can hear me again. Wow, somebody's has just kicked in.
So Richard's going to be loving the marathon or something, going to jump.
Oh, he's going to freak out.
What's that?
Yeah, I said to James that Richard's not going to be happy about this.
Yeah, he'll be like, I got shit I want to do. I'll be like, yeah, you get to celebrate your anniversary for your wedding. That's it. So.
By the way.
Are we assuming? Go ahead.
While we should focus on this plan, it's been said to be a proven way to save the world. We might also want to research other avenues. Just in case this doesn't work, because the world's pretty important.
Okay, how about how about we say this? If this doesn't work, then we'll research other things. Until then,
what if we can't tell if it doesn't work? What if it has to be on the eve of, you know, one of those things where it's like, this point, you
and
must...
As I said, so we'll do this now, and then we can see if it's continuing like this, hasn't worked, we'll do this now.
So who's the person who's got to stand in the middle of the forum and go upwards?
I'll do it.
Considering the middle of the floor is...
In the water?
In the water.
Okay.
Exactly.
We will be taking the underground tunnel.
Is the middle of it the island?
You couldn't get the horse and stuff through there with the supplies.
We don't need the supplies anymore. We can put it in our pack.
In your explorations, dog, did you check out the island on the lake?
No, I did not have a boat. And I didn't know there was an island because you can't see it from the shore.
So, the question is the island in the lake in the dead center of the four pillars?
Nope. The center of the four pillars are, like, right on the bottom edge of the water, only, like, less than a mile.
Yeah, alright, yep.
Is anybody's character claustrophobic? Because he's wanting to take a tunnel back and forth.
It's faster than going through thick jungle.
Yeah, as long as the sleep sack don't mind.
They don't use it, really, except at night. Do you know how to get back to Catan, Chip?
He turns, takes the horse, sets off into the jungle.
Alright,
Wait, where did you find Chip?
What's that?
Where did you find him?
Chip?
Guys, Chip's getting away.
Yeah, I told him to go. By the way, I got the any food we need, but we've got some in our pack.
He ripped the Chip off from the previous owner.
Yeah,
literally.
Chip and the horse used to be one entity, but I wanted to use the horse, so I ripped Chip off the horse, and I was gonna throw him off the cliffs of insanity, but he actually started to seem more sentient after I removed him from the horse. So I didn't.
Where did you find him?
He was in the stable at the night's rest, just sitting there, in the stable, abandoned.
All right.
Finders keepers, losers weepers.
So I was just curious where you got him from. As he's suspected, he still works is interesting, and maybe worth investigating.
I'm starting to learn a little bit of the mad science that R&D uses.
But that's another day.
Isn't that fucking reassuring to hear that from Doyle? Kaitanos, reduce your card hand. Keep track of it.
All right.
Alright.
Ador, didn't you go on the Amazon training course?
Yep.
Then you know how to use a small boat.
No, I did not have a boat.
Right.
I would have had to build one, and I didn't think there was anything on the lake worthwhile. Okay. I didn't.
Catan's near. Oh, Catan. The people of Catan that told us about the island.
Oh, no one told me. I don't speak German, though, so that might be why.
Some of them spoke English.
I know. Klaus never mentioned anything to me. He must have forgot about it. I will look into it, though. All right. I wish I had a calculator right now.
Another time. Maybe tomorrow.
7 plus 4 is 11. 11, 55 miles, 55 divided by 2 is 22 days, roughly.
The shaping of the gems might... The problem is once you get a mine, the mining might take a while, and the shaping may take a while.
That's 27 days?
If we push it, yeah, that's why I...
27 days?
How about we... Well, that's assuming an 8-hour day, 2 miles an hour.
What are you talking about?
We've
27 days doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. We've got... 35 miles.
Just tell these guys and they'll figure it out. They're both mathematicians.
Yeah. Alright.
All three of them.
7 for 11. 11 times 5 is 55 miles. 55 miles.
Divided by 2.
2 miles an hour.
Oh, that's how many hours it takes. Yeah, so 55 divided by 2, round up, is
27
days.
27. So, yeah.
Okay, plus, that was just.
Well, that's like.
And then we've got. Then we've got 5 miles of jungle to go through also. Okay, so that's another 5 hours.
Yeah, 5 hours.
So about 2 days, including rest.
Yeah. Call it 3. So okay.
That's cool.
I'll make it...
Like it was less than 2 days, so it's allowing a buffer.
Oh, okay. So you guys get back on Monday, grab the shit, and then another 2 days to get back to where you were. Oh, wait, no, that's just... All the way out, or is that...
That's all the way out.
Only 2 days?
It
doesn't make any sense.
Oh, look. It was 5 miles through thick jungle, hit the tunnel. Mm-hmm. From the tunnel all the way out, we averaged 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, but then from the bridge out to
the bridge, civilization. Across,
2 miles an hour.
Yeah, you left off one of the maps, dude, because you've still got all the way across the Night's Rest.
Every inch is 5 miles, right? Mm-hmm. So that's 7 on the upper, and 4 through the tunnels.
That's a day there.
So that's 11. 11 times 5 is 55 miles. 55 miles divided by 2 for 2 miles an hour.
Right, so it's 27. Oh, so that's 27 hours. That's why I'm saying 3 days. 8 times 3 is 24.
And then
so.
Add 5 to that because of the jungle.
Right, so at least 3 days, so 6 days. It's like, yeah. So it was that day, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That put you at the 29th?
Yeah. And so there and back again. Call it the 30th, assuming you want to fucking do some rest, because walking for days in the tunnel that you have to hunch slightly sucks ass.
By the way, we also buy bicycles for the trip back.
Bicycle. Do you want to put it on the credit card? Bicycle.
Let's put bicycles in $1,000.
Yeah, for fairly inexpensive, cheap bikes. If you want to get bikes,
it'll save about a day.
Bicycle.
Well, I've got 3 in Catan right now, but that's out of the way, so.
Yeah, I don't think you could... Well, you could ride the bicycles in the underground tunnel. Watch your fucking head. I'd recommend dorky bicycle helmets for that. Because otherwise...
I was actually going to use my mining helmet that I got for going into the cubicle jungle.
Yeah, and a helmet won't help me at all.
What's the substance called? Carbide. My carbide lantern.
All right, carbide so save a day, so it'll be 4 days. Back, so 1, 2...
And that's assuming we all fail our biking rolls.
Yeah, I'm assuming this.
Okay.
All right, or at least one person fails. Everybody give me your bicycle roll, and you'll be back on Thursday the 3rd, unless everybody makes it, and then I'll be the 2nd.
Good call, I failed my biking roll.
Super.
What is fail? Biking
now? Base of 20.
Woo, I made mine.
Ride bicycle.
Yeah, get you.
I got my check earlier, so I'm okay. Yeah,
sorry, base of 20.
Yeah.
Ride a bike.
Now I better raise my bicycle then.
Ed Munts is showing off again.
I know, I'm going to do it as base of 20. I was just looking at what I've got in bicycle at the moment.
You want to stick a branch in his spell?
No, it's good.
I'll fucking serve him for doing wheelies.
No.
He's doing the thing where he's on his fucking front wheel. Hopping around going, this is my first time on a bike. Am I doing it right?
Step one, Logan. Step one.
Alright, so...
Sir, look at his wheelie. It's so impressive.
Alright, so we get the camera, we get the mining gear, we get whatever we need.
You got your shit. You get back. It's Thursday the 3rd of June.
The measuring shit that I need just to make...
The 3rd of June?
They're back again, right?
No, the 6 days was round trip.
Oh, sorry. So Saturday the 29th of May.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Alright, here's when I get...
Let Jane know that we're actually making a treaty with...
Off to save the world, bye! She's like,
I'm so disappointed in Doyle.
they made a treaty with the Sleestak.
Yeah, she's disappointed in Doyle.
Yeah, why? We didn't get the gravy thing because they kind of still do the libraries. We describe the library skulls.
She thinks that's neat.
Yeah, I don't visit Belladonna.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. She's just gonna cry.
So, you go in and completely blow her off, and then bicycle your asses out. Basically, your bikes go as far as, like, the end of the underground tunnel.
Which only leaves 5 hours of
right, going. So, yeah, you basically stick your bikes and shows everybody chain them to the tree, you know, with the pink locks and shit, and the bicycle chains, like, dee-dee-dee. Just like some Romans trying to get the bikes. One was like, look, something is preventing. They all look at the chain. What an idea. Anyway, and then you guys slug your ass back through the...
On the way there and back, we spotted the hang rider just sitting there waiting to be fired.
Totally. Yeah. It's been put together. Or no, actually, wait a minute.
It was put together. Oh.
it looks as though a hang glider's missing.
As we ride farther out, do we see, like, rubble of what used to be a hang glider and two remnants?
Actually, let's see how they did. Yeah, it looks like it made it partway to the Knight's Rest. And, like, you see the trees just to the south of that? It looks like it slammed into that, and it's just, like, garbage there, and there's, like, a body laying there, like... Yeah, some random asshole.
Oh, wow.
Something else that's missing from the map is the Harrington tea tree.
Remember, I left a note on the glider saying, this is a death trap, do not use.
English.
In English, yeah. Is it Roman? Okay, fuck them, yeah.
They don't speak our language. They don't matter.
By the way, if anybody has anything they'd like added to the map, please feel free to PM Travis. He is the map keeper.
Very cross.
Unfortunately, Travis is not on Skype for me to send a message.
No, I mean PM him on the boards.
Yeah.
The Rockefeller boards. And that goes for all of you out there in podcast land. And now... back to the fucking getting it done.
Well, the Harrington tree's in the same place as the Viceroy. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's a good idea to have them add that. What's up next on your list?
Alright, we've got the camera, now we take pictures and sketch.
And it's not an electric camera, so go ahead and give me photography roll. Do you have any kind of engineering skills for helping out your... Oh, wait, of course you do. You're Terry Mug. Give me some sort of engineering roll. This is like, oh, look, I know how to use calipers and compasses and all this neat shit, and you're trying to do it without...
Carpentry, woodcraft, would probably be the closest.
That's fine. I'd accept that, because it's measuring is what you're doing, and also you're trying to do it without actually touching them as far as I know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Use my reroll.
Oh, dear. It's like, that's about a 6. Alright. And then the drawing roll. For the all-important art, does it really help? Because your stuff is going to actually be more important than the photographs when all said and done. Photographs will help, but okay, yeah. Having engineered drawings of the gems, that makes it hard to fuck up. Whereas photographs is like, you know, you think it's the right size and stuff, but you don't...
Photographs is just a visual reference.
Yeah, obviously.
But you're trying to do it all without touching it.
Yeah.
So that makes it closer. That's fine.
All
right.
Well, and besides, this is good for when we separate and go to do it. We all have an actual picture instead of a drawing.
Yeah.
This is how they're supposed to be turned.
And just let Pete make his all one photographs roll, so it's perfect.
And I didn't make all one, but I made both.
Didn't make out one.
I made photography by 90. I didn't roll all one, alright?
Not one. Alright, so what's next?
Next, mine gems.
Alright, so you're up to step three now, and you guys stand around and look at each other. You have lots of pictures that need to be developed that will require, like, some sort of developing role, unless you want to just take my Kodak developing picture. Although Pete has his own dark room somewhere, probably in our little cubicle. Like,
no do you want pips? Do you want jackhammers? Well, jackhammers won't work. Of course, the pips is my mission gear.
Alright. It would actually be faster to walk back to the,
Or we could use demolitions to try and shake it all loose. Bring your tire cave in.
And it seems to be how we solve every other problem.
Roll it up and then pick up the pieces. Sounds good.
We get to keep the good gems.
So yeah, how are we getting the gems out? We don't have mining skills. We want to get this done now.
We've done this before, and we just end up with a whole lot more dirt than we needed.
Well, you got some of the easy to get out gems, but naturally for four pillars worth, I'm going to need a mining skill. I would accept other skills at negatives, depending on.
Plus, you want backup for the gems and stuff too. You want to get more than what you need.
What about geology?
I would go with geology at -30. Yeah. That could be the primary thing. Don't roll it yet, but I mean, you guys got to figure out what skills to use, because the only guy who actually has absolute skill in mining has refused to ever set foot in the cubicle jungle again. So,
and I don't believe he's got that skill at anything fantastic.
I'm sure it's at 102.
Well, no. So by mining, you mean we actually have to friggin'
mining skill
shaft? And
no. It's all there. They're literally growing out of the wall. We just have to break them off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, partially, but you're going to also need to burrow into the wall a bit to get more.
So we have picks and e-tools to do that.
Yeah, picks, 5-10 pound mauls.
Okay. You know.
Does anybody have anything better than Holmes' geology skill as far as getting shit out of the ground skill?
I can't think of what skill, nothing I've got particularly appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Some kind of civic engineering skill.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Civic engineering, if somebody had that skill, I'd allow that at full. Does anybody have civic? No.
No civic engineering.
I see. Alright. Well, Holmes, it looks like you're the primary, and...
What? Just wondering, would demolitions enable me to sort of examine fault lines and stuff to work out the best place to
try to you could support Holmes' geology with demolitions by using small controlled explosions to assist in, like, mining out certain areas, hopefully without bringing the cave down.
Okay. Do that?
Yeah, I'll do that too, then.
Do you want both of them to support Holmes?
Sure.
They go wild. We get chucking explosives in it by those.
Yeah. Good day, Georgia.
That's how we mine Doyle style.
Anything else?
I
have an idea.
What is your idea, Tim?
Well, these gems interact with the pillars, right? So they could be magic, right? You can merge with people, so your magic, maybe you could use your magic ability to get the gems instead of mining them the conventional way.
That's a very interesting thought. It could quite possibly be the shape they are in is the shape due to applying particular magic. That's actually an interesting concept.
I got my card for an interesting concept. Slack!
Certainly,
there you go.
Certainly worth a shot.
Discard that card to two others. Sorry. So,
we could really use a ghoul right now.
Oh, ghoul would rock. Alright, so.
Why would a ghoul rock?
A ghoul can cut through stone with their hands like butter.
I like it.
So, could I get, please, the demolition roll from Jameis and from Travis?
Yes, you may. I was hoping for a crit, but I didn't get it.
Mark off about 2 pounds worth of plastique. You use small amounts here and there type thing. And now from everybody, except for Holmes, who is helping supervise. No,
Strength roll. You're putting your backs into it. Times three, supports. Up to times five, no help. Over times five, negative. You're bringing the team
I've
down.
I've been working on the mind.
Wait, you said strength roll?
Yeah. This is something for strong backs and weak minds to mine the mind.
Times two?
Yeah, that's plus five. So far he's got probably 20 or so.
I've given 10.
Right, and Jay has?
No, I just missed times five.
Oh, yeah.
So you fail times five, so you're negative five. And Abel, I don't know what kind of weird shit you got in the background, but it went away again. So you were at plus 20. Abel brought you down by five, so you're...
No, you said between three and five was just no bonus at all.
He says he missed times five. Missed times five tells me times six.
He's still at 20. If Terry, did you make yours?
No, I didn't.
Oh, all right.
So he's down to plus 15. He was at...
Actually, times five. No, I missed times five.
So you're down to plus 10 from the players helping, quotes. But you're at negative...
Can I have your reroll?
Sure. Enjoy.
That's an unusual rule. I know you want to build that up.
Jim is going to get his throat.
Guess what happened to my last adventure, guys? Pimp Walk broke 100.
Well, you passed it. Well done.
How wonderful.
So, James, did you support the team there or no?
No, but it don't not help as well.
So it's back up to 15.
Back up to 15. Okay, so Holmes, you'd normally be at negative 30. Now you're at only negative 15 to geology.
Good. And according to the new rules, spending pause, you keep that plus...
Yeah, so we don't have to re-roll all that shit.
Then I keep re-rolling all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
know, Jameis, you have a lot of pause. This is kind of big. That's your choice.
You already did. Dealt with it, dude. He's good.
Alright. You done with all the supporting stuff before I hit the button?
I can support you no more than I did.
Yeah, that's right. I just want to make sure that, like, you didn't say, oh, by the way, and also...
Unfortunately, I did not fail to unhelp.
That's right.
Okay. The two balls
can give me... Oh, you horrible man. All right, so go for it at negative 15 ohms. You can do it.
All right. One pause, because I'm missed by six.
Right,
75,
89. Fumble and 74. Oh, God fucking hell, what is wrong with it? We can't roll low.
Well, good there we go. By 30.
Alright, now a luck roll from the mining champ, a.k.a. Holmes. This is to make sure, because you're mining successfully, but do you get all of the gems you want? In other words, like, all of them that you need, plus backups, and perhaps even redundant backups. And, of course, keeping them separate so they don't explode is always helpful.
Yes. Red and purple don't go together, yellow and blue don't go together, and purple and green.
You're okay, otherwise you do the cut it close bit.
It's 5-4.
Oh, no, you're going to cut it close. It's cool, you missed by two.
I'll spend one pause. Unless I roll really bad.
Yay! You have backups and backup backups.
And Doyle is, like, loaded down with two backpacks full of rock again. By the way, special note, I'm looking for that intern while we're here.
What?
I didn't find him the last time, but hey, maybe he's here.
Yeah. And
what
for
intern?
The last time we came down here, the first time we harvested these rocks, we brought an intern and we forgot him in this cave.
Did we?
Yes. And I've looked for him every time I go into the cubicle jungle and I have not found him yet. I'm thinking... That giant dinosaur in the water ate him.
I point to the skeleton by the far wall, now half covered in mining debris. Is that it?
That could be more luck.
Anyway, this we won.
What's the next step after mining?
We need to cut the gems.
Everybody stops and looks at each other for a moment.
That's where we get a professional.
Alright, one thing I'm going to attempt to do... Because it was something Tim suggested, and it's not too bad an idea, and due to the nature of this place, it might be worth a shot.
Okay, you're still at the mine right now.
Exactly.
And all the gems have been color separated.
Yep. Exactly. I'm taking one of the unshaped rocks,
and not, and I'm going to not where I can see other people. I'm going to look at it because it could be the reason why they're shaped that way is because that is the shape they're meant to be moving around.
Hang on a moment. Can I just try something with that lock?
Yeah, yeah. What?
I hold it and try sensitive.
Oh, there's plenty of rocks here. You can try it on.
That's a regular.
He sucked off the magic points.
Anyway, yes, I'm going to look at the rock with Ferda.
Man, where's Dresden when you need him? Hey, these things
work. And I make it.
It's just a little color-coded ball of energy type thing. I do normal sandy roll. Oh, you're in a fucking different weird dimension.
So yes, unbelievably valuable. Yes.
Well, kind of. It's a brief light, so to speak, when taken out of
here. Alright, so it doesn't have a internal shape about it or anything?
Not really.
Suggested possibly by Tim.
No, I'm afraid that Tim is too late.
That's alright, I'm gonna make things easier. No, look, yes, there is a shape. If I just apply raw magic to it, I pop it out, and there we go.
Sandy roll for Holmes.
Yes.
One point toward,
Since we do have lots and lots of red backup gems, I can give one echo just to see if I'm winning your calendar.
A gem cutting?
Yeah.
Sure. Do you have any gem cutting tools? Or will you try to use your pick?
We're going to go back to the KBC and set something up anyway, for when the gem cutter does finally come in and fumble his roll and blow one up.
No, it won't blow up as long as you don't, you know, put the red and purple together.
You'll fumble and blow it up anyway.
Yeah, he only gets hold of one single gem at a time, and all the rest are kept elsewhere. He cuts one properly, we go, okay, well, here's another one. So he doesn't just blow the whole bag up.
So it's going to just take him longer.
No, it's not longer. It's however long it takes someone else to take it from another room and go, here.
Okay.
And here's another one.
So, what's the journey back time then from Nova's Syracuse to...
Wait, I'm sorry.
You're closer to Nova's Correa. Carrera.
Yeah, are we using the Romans? See how good they do first? Is that what we're doing?
Well, you're Nova's Carrera right now, getting the gems.
No, we're not.
Yeah, that's where Gem Caves are, Chief. Look at your map. Gem Caves, Kinley Creek, that's the closest town to it.
Right, if we want to climb straight up a 200-foot cliff. Well, I mean,
to go from Gem Caves to Steps Up.
Yeah.
And then...
It's almost just as fast to completely leave the cubicle jungle.
Yeah, I'm just curious where you guys want to go, because the timer is ticking, so...
Do you want to use the Romans, or do you want to use a guy on the outside?
I mean, as far as a guy on the outside is concerned, they're just weird. They're just crystals.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they look like very ordinary rocks that just happen to be glowing. So.
I think that's fine.
But the other thing we need to consider is that last time we removed gems from the cave, after a while, they lost power.
No, not within the KBC building. They did not.
Even within the KBC building, they became inert.
I recall the testing that as soon as they left the threshold of the KBC building, they began to go inert.
As soon as they left the threshold, but even within the KBC, we found that after, I really can't remember that going back through my pages and pages of the notes, after a while, they became inert.
Okay,
in a day.
No, that was the rings. That was the other stones.
Then let's use the Romans then.
That wasn't the gems we harvested from the cave.
So, are you going to go use the Romans for the glowing rocks?
The question, so Logan, can I make a memory roll to recall how long it is? Since I can't remember, but I assume you've got it noted down somewhere, or you have some idea of it. Or you could just say, oh yeah, they'll last for 6 months.
No, it was like,
inside the KBC building, I think, a couple weeks, outside the KBC building, like, a couple days type thing. It went from weeks to days to weekdays.
Yeah, that's right. Just something we need to keep in mind in regards to the length of time it's going to take to cut them all into stones.
I'll and then getting it back
to each of the pillars.
All right, well, then, if that's the case, then we keep the bag by the glider, which will still be inside the cubicle jungle, and it's only an hour and a half walk to the KBC proper.
True. I'd just like to specify one more time in case it was missed. They glow from an internal light visible to the naked eye without looking for magic.
And yet they're hard to mine.
Well, yeah. That's a pain in the ass, getting them out without breaking them.
I totally think we should take these to a lab and sell them.
Sell them?
Sure, yeah. We can get a point and sell a bunch of the keys.
Yeah.
How about we use these to save the world, Chief?
Yes. interesting feedback there. We've got more pressing concerns.
We just set up something there.
Yeah, from a geology hard, from the standard geology hardness test.
They're not very hard.
I might just
they're like emeralds.
Not that I would do this, but you might just go to use chisels to make those in the right shape. We'll set something up to mute yourself, Kakana.
They're pretty squishy. I think you might even be able to leave a mark on with your fingernail or something.
You can probably use a press them into shape. You don't need to go to a gym car. You just squish into the shape you want.
Possibly,
although gem cutting will be a lot quicker than making a mold, which may cause them to crack. You're not sure what the internal stuff does, because you don't know. It seems like it might change surfaces a little bit.
What about if we get one of those machines that they use now to make three-dimensional models out of?
Yeah, I mean, making several broad assumptions.
That'd be faster than having a gem cutter cut them, actually.
Those
three-dimensional computer model in it, and you just sit each one in the middle, it scans it, and it goes
quite possibly. You're not sure how it would react to the light, being that you're making several broad assumptions about them.
Some of them use water to cut. High-pressure water to cut.
Yeah, well, you're pretty sure that the water didn't dissolve because they are from the river thing. But whether you went and got the expensive water machine or whatever, or just some schmuck to cut them, they're very broad cut things. It's not like you're dealing with fine facets. It's like each one may have like a dozen different faces or so. I mean, we're talking very crude cuts.
That as you mentioned continually, they glow, and getting some schmuck in to say, cut these weird glowing gems.
I'm sure Terry can figure out how to operate the machine, but I'm thinking, without me even researching it, because I go out and smoke while you research how much it costs to buy the water cutting machine.
Why don't we just hire a gem cutter, and if he seems freaked out, either banish him to the cubicle jungle or shoot him in the face.
Get the thin sword.
That sounds like the kind of thing, gem cutters cut stuff to order all the time. Yeah. If we just give them stones and diagrams, say, this is what we want, there's a guy, guys will just do it. They get orders for stuff all the time.
Yeah, it's the whole glowy thing, though.
Okay, you said these were roughy cut?
No, they're just rough right now.
No, the gems that we...
Yeah, they're, in our words, like...
They're very simple cuts?
Yeah, and...
Then let's just get the Roman to do it, and we'll double-check the dimensions.
Yeah, all right, well, let's see if we can find a Roman that knows how to do gem cutting.
All right.
I'm going to give Pete a couple cards for no good reason.
Novus Carrera, here we come.
Right. Travel time there, please.
Let's not give him our entire stockpile of gems at once, just in case he does a bad job.
I figure you're not giving him the backup or the backup backups. All right. Pete, you got God's hate you, so either change it up and use that card, or...
voila.
Yep, I'll change it up.
Alright. You just want to keep that failure sweet, I know. Right.
Yep. I'll change it up, and I'll discard the Rage of Hole and get 3 cards. Mm.
10.
I think Rage of Hole spelled 50. Wrong as well.
Alright.
It's Rage of Hole.
Yeah.
Well, you bitches can correct cards on your own. Okay. Holmes, I think you took the upside down card off of the note.
Yes,
there.
I did. Alright,
here's... Good. Okay, here's the deal. If we just leave the bikes and we get them later, because we're going to be walking on a riverbed, so it's flat, it doesn't matter. Because we're going to have to go back to that pyramid.
The riverbed would suck to ride bikes on because it's too loose.
Well, if we went and got the bikes, we would end up using the foot trail. But I'm saying, if we just walk down the riverbed, go up the things and walk back down the side of the cliff, it'll take 25 hours.
Okay, so call it 3 days. 8 times 3 is 24.
Sure.
Nice, easy travel.
By the way, Holmes... I would like to requisition, like, if we can get the KBC to buy a bunch of dynamite and hire an engineer, these cliffs need to, a ramp needs to be blown into them.
The whole reason the bridge was built was because of the engineers decided that was the best way of getting up and down. That's why there's not a ramp, but a walkway, because that's what the engineers advised.
Well, they were retarded. And well, things have changed. Yeah, things have changed. There's nothing down there that can come up anymore.
Hugo went hunting once, and since then, dinosaurs have been extinct. It was horrible.
Besides, it's very easy to build a palisade wall, you know, at the top and bottom of the ramp. But I think that a ramp with like a 5 or 10% grade that turns at least once, or probably twice, and has a, like a flat resting point. That way, if they, you know, the wagon breaks, it won't roll all the way back down. Would be better. That way horses can get to Catan. If you notice, there's only one horse in Catan. Mine. And you know why? Because I lowered him down with a rope. You know how heavy a horse is? That thing's made of steel.
What didn't you take him down the lift?
The lift broke.
He needed the workout.
No, he started in the lift. The whole winch system ripped off the cliff.
It's a metal heavy horse.
So it's not a live horse, it's a metal horse.
Yeah, it's with duct tape on it.
It's a robotic horse.
Yeah.
Anyways, it would facilitate easy travel, because they're building roads here also.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Romans have got lots of people that can...
Yes.
What Romans do, build a road.
Right, but a single engineer with dynamite and schematics could make their life much easier, and make our life easier, because I travel here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, if we help them build just a road straight through all the way to the Tunnel of Light, it would make this a one-day journey on a bike.
And with the 5 or 10% grade, you go, hooray!
Anyways, that's something we can talk about later. I just wanted to...
Yeah, I know, but before we do that, we need to have proper set up with the Romans before we keep going and assisting them with things.
Don't ask about hairs. Don't get your hair.
Don't
actually, you don't know anyway from the modeling.
Yeah.
What?
Hess is just going in and basically... Hess took the leader out and showed him around.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also has...
That's interesting. So that, are they all hoity-toity snooty to us now? That they realize they're primitives compared to us?
We haven't talked to them yet, but probably. I mean, they're probably still hoity-toity.
We're going to get us to set up a gun deal, but we kind of got distracted by trying to save the world.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Which we may or may not do, considering we're still talking.
Yep. Damn it, step one! Alright.
So let's go to the nearest Roman town and find if they...
So you're going to Novus Carrera?
Yep, and it is now Tuesday.
It takes you to a tiny little town called Novus Carrera. And Tuesday the 1st. It shows a cutscene of Haas getting his casts removed from his arms and legs.
Haas got broken?
Haas got fucking broken.
Nice!
Yeah, the ambulance got blown up.
Nice!
It is not nice.
Yes, I have to mark shit. I like that on my calendar.
Wait, what happened, Holmes?
Who cares?
The ambulance got blown up.
With him in it?
Yes. Yeah, and because Moose didn't have his seatbelt on. Haas's arms and legs got broken.
So, alright, so, but he's alive.
Yes.
Damn it.
Just horribly injured.
He was.
Alright. And we're there. Jim Cutter, please.
Right. Give me.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? Who the hell's
going to
do our autopsies?
Well, small.
I thought you liked Hess anyway, because Hess was helping you out originally, and Moose was helping you out.
No, I get along with him, except for the fact that he's making my life more difficult here.
How is he making your life more difficult?
No, not at times one.
Did you make it times three or less?
Yes.
They tell you, they suggest trying Nova's Sirene, the major
tower. Sirene, okay.
Yeah, Sirene, thank you.
Did you want Latin roles or anything like that to actually talk to him?
We all speak fluent Latin.
Don't you?
I got Babelfish, and the other two are fluent. So the only one that isn't fluent for this mission is Moa and yourself.
Yeah.
The rest of this mission
will be conducted in Latin,
much to the angst of the rest of the party.
Novus Carrera?
Yep. So you're going to be crisscrossing it, hitting the night's rest again.
60 miles.
Alright, I'll need, so that'll be, what, 20 miles, called 3 days, something like that?
60 miles, 30, yeah, 3 days. Do y'all know how to ride horses?
They don't have any spare horses.
I can ride a camel.
Okay.
He only rides camels.
Alright.
So.
It's like a horse.
Yeah, it's like a horse knot. 1, 2, 3, so up with you there on Friday the 4th.
Yep.
And so you guys walk around. Oh, I'm going to need one silver piece or 10 coppers if you'd like to stay inside. Otherwise, you can stay with Bartholomew in the stables, provided that guess who cleans out the stables?
That works.
All right, they make you clean out the stables again, Titanos. And you guys sleep in the stables and smell horse blood.
I will spend the 2 copper to get enough beer to get us tanked again.
I make it!
No problem. Excellent. The horses leave you alone. And, apparently, Holmes notices that there's no money to get you guys, like, rooms anymore. But there's always money to get tanked the fuck up.
By the way, Holmes, I've been trying to get this squared away with Omen, but it's been dragging. We need to requisition some precious metals. Copper, silver, gold, so that we can interact with these people economically. This is a pain in the ass.
My understanding is that they're more interested in trade goods such as fertilizers and possibly items for tilling the soil and all that sort of stuff.
Right, and that's...
Unless they've got mines for metals themselves, they would be probably falling back to very much a barter system. And stuff that's going to help them survive is probably stuff they're more interested in.
Me, what nails would probably luxury be more, items, says
more, they'd probably yeah. be more interested in.
Yeah, that's all well and good, except for the fact that,
me want them heat big luxury goods, says Bartholomew.
We can't carry around that. However, the inns do accept coinage. Because we travel through pretty often. And they realize that they can give it to us, and we accept it, so they accept it also.
Me getting you credit at Inn, heap big luxury goods, says Bartholomew.
I've got you covered, man.
Why are you speaking like a Hollywood Indian?
Me like a beer, says Bartholomew.
Good.
Isn't English your first language?
Firewater good in Bartholomew's gut, says the New Yorker.
I agree.
So, I see, so you won't answer the question.
Alright, yep. We pass out, and then on the 4th, we arrive.
Yep.
I did not pay for a room, but I did pay for enough beer to get us all tanked.
Yep. You guys get there. I think I'm echoing. I will pause real quick, and we'll find out what happens after this exciting pause. Why are you talking like a Hollywood Indian? Why? Don't play with that. I know what you're doing. You're touching your phone.
Yeah.
Bad man.
Well, now right. that we...
So, yes. Alright, so you guys are Novus Sirene?
Yeah.
Sirene? Abel knows how to pronounce it.
Sirene?
Sirene.
Kyrene.
Kyrene. Okay. I'm writing that in fucking... Hold on a second. It's going to play. Abel pronounced the words. Kyrene.
Latinium ubiquitatus est in Rhine.
A. And how do you pronounce Nova Syracuse?
Oh, that would be Syracuse.
Syracuse. And how do you pronounce Corinna?
What? Spell that guy?
C-O-R-E-Y-R-A.
Say again?
C-O-R-E-Y-R-A.
Oh, that would be Coriira.
And how about Novus, N-A-U-L-R-A-T-I-S?
N-A-U-L-R-A-T-I-S?
There's an L?
I think so. That's what I look at. What
no, it's right? N-A-U-C-R-A-T-I-S.
No, oh, Naucratis. What's it?
Naucratis.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank you, here's your card. Yeah. Right, so you guys head over to Novus Caerene, and it's their capital city. It's got the big gate. There's some guy sitting there going, close, close.
And, I get singing plus 20 for that, ladies and gentlemen. Just saying.
Yeah.
Terry, have you been here before, Terry?
Close. Yep.
I'd be very interested in your thoughts on the construction, etc. of these towns.
Give me construction. Do you have construction skills?
No, but you've got various woodcrafting and metalcrafting and various other construction skills.
Yeah, civic engineering would be a good role right here. Or Roman engineering. I would also accept stoneworking, concrete working.
Oh. Notice, gentlemen, I say this
sculpting.
I say this quietly because some of them do speak English. Notice, gentlemen, that the so-called concrete buildings they have are just concrete. A thin layer of concrete smeared over a wooden slat.
FX
lore or something like that. Yeah, FX lore would be fine.
They just paint on a concrete exterior.
Yeah, it's just a front to look tougher than they are.
Spot hidden at negative 70.
Can I draw that one?
Yeah.
Where's my spot hidden? Just.
Nope.
No, not just.
Not at negative 70.
Yes, at negative 70.
Of course,
yes, at negative 70.
Rolled a 92, so that really made it tricky.
You suck.
So nobody made it?
No, Holmes
yes.
Oh. Yeah, they are parading a lot of troops right in the distance, acting like they're just doing their own business, but they're doing the around-the-building trick, get back in line type thing.
Also notice that, look at the way they walk and the way they hold their swords. Those are farmers.
They're not people that know actually what they're about.
No.
They're very good at marching, but that's about it.
Pretty much. This town, population like 400, 40. Actual troops.
Do you think they're gym cutters?
Possibly. There should be one here somewhere. I would love to say that you have time to talk to them about the guns, Muntz, but you don't.
Alrighty.
And, I mean, unless that's some... I mean, we can do that on the way out. It doesn't really matter if we have time. I don't want to get too distracted.
Gym cutter.
Jam cutter in Latin. Jam cutter.
Eventually, you guys.
I call Jim Carter.
Yeah.
You guys,
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. Fuck. He's like, how y'all do it? Eventually, yes, indeed. You do find the gem cutter and whatnot, and he checks out the stuff. He asks if he can try one out, just like one stone, and he wants to see what the drawing is and stuff. Basically, he's wanting to try out one before he haggles with you to see is it hard and stuff.
By the way, we show him the ruler because they use a different measuring system so that he knows.
They still use feet, which is awesome. The feet has like 14 inches for some fucking reason. It
changes, depends on who's in charge.
Just quickly, Kaitanos, can I trade you my supporter fire for everybody's a winner?
Sure.
I play limited instant gratification on the everyone's a winner.
Oh, so much I need to play this screen.
Several of us have a screen after playing, so.
Alright, so.
I then play my fiery sweep. I then extremely limit master plan it. I will then trade it to somebody else who does not have a. I'll trade it to you, James, if you want.
Trying to see who we've got. Who we have a master plan.
He's got his own fiery sweep as well, so.
So which part did
you want to do? Those of you not aware what I've just done is I've just allowed you to raise. Basically, a certain one of your tick stats right now. So my essence goes up.
Oh, so if I got 7 right now, that they could... Well, this group...
Yeah, so... Oh my god, Logan's being taken over by Dalek.
Exterminate!
And touch nothing.
He's able to help through like a Dalek favorite, but he has besides him.
He sounds like a Dalek.
Hold on, let me try something. I've got
one button. Let me
try it. Hold on.
Unfortunately, I don't think it'll work for anybody else besides us.
Error.
If I'm still coming through like a Dalek, it's the equipment. I got no idea what to do about it.
Skype's just checked a little bit.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, I assume we're coming in fine for you, but yes, you're still coming as proof to us like a Dalek.
Error. It's Skype. I couldn't let my hero this. Or it's the equipment.
That's right. So, as I was saying, for Kytanos, Abel, Travis, if you have a stat ticked, I've just played the everyone's opinion, so you can then play your favorite suite if you want and automatically raise a stat.
Okay, I have a limited master plan, my failure is weak.
Well, I just got 2 extremely limited, so
sure. Extremely limited. Able's willing.
Abel, you could have tried to make extremely limited for a limited tech, keep limited for some goal.
Are you still there, Abel?
Yeah, I'm still here. I couldn't quite hear what you were asking for.
Trading the limited master plan for the extremely limited master plan.
Okay.
Did you have a stat tick table?
No, actually I didn't.
But then you protect.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, you got failure sweep, move 20, no, right. It's useless.
So does somebody want to trade Kratanos to failure sweep or let extremely limit the other failure sweep traded to Kratanos?
I already rolled for my stat. It went out.
Alright. Okay, if you were to roll, no problem. Well done.
Yep, my strength went back to 20. Yay!
Yep, my essence. It's up. Yay!
Yeah, it wasn't worth spending it on essence, because I can just pause that. It's low enough.
Yeah, no. I'll change it up.
The gem cutter. Request one of the gems, so you can try out, like, cutting it. He's not going to cut it into the shade.
Stop in the cool to be stuck in it.
Somebody else does it.
I dropped as well.
Oh, somebody else call me then.
Okay, yeah, when I said stop talking, I didn't mean, like, Skype should crash.
Somebody else call me. We'll see if we can get it back, okay? Yeah, I got one every night. Okay, James, be fine. There we go, James is calling. The house is calling. Be fine.
Hello?
Testies.
And Logan.
Hello.
The worst thing about it is the listeners are going to hear it fine. It'd be quite amusing if the listeners could actually hear what we hear as to how you look and then Travis is coming across.
I can't
We can hear some of it.
Since you're helping me, you can make your voice really choppy. I've never spoken into a fan as it's going on high. That's what Logan sounds like to us.
So much like a dialogue. Throat cancer and has that electronic device they put against their throat to talk. That'd be more crap.
You guys hear me now?
You're fainter.
What about now? About the same.
You're fainter, but you're still crackly.
What about now?
Here, will I hear you better? And I'm now going and echo of myself.
How about now?
Wonderful.
Now?
Exterminate! Exterminate!
All you bitches must die!
What?
Are you not sure?
Anyone know if this is one of our these projects replacing everyone but us in the cubicle jungle with robots?
Yeah, little Mikey truck looking.
Yeah, that might be worth doing. Just try a different microphone to see if it's a mic that's something playing up.
Hold on a second.
Maybe it's a little
Gotta
get that subwoofer start.
Yeah, yeah.
And a little monkey.
Monkey.
Lift the lamp.
Hold on a second, I think he goes to this. Does he go to this?
I don't know. The lamp is
automated. I know what he goes to. I just gotta plug into the battery. Oh, I gotta make sure it's got fucking batteries.
This one.
This one here. Yeah.
Now the one he's using doesn't need batteries.
It's very good times.
I know what you're at, Miss.
Yeah.
Your robot voice when you talk really softly sounds a lot cooler than Logan's.
Come with me if you want to live.
How about now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I sound better?
That's good.
Dalek?
You're still more than Logan.
Well, it's not the mic. Let me try switching back to the other mic and see if that's still it, because it ain't the mic then. If it's still Borg, it's good. But I gotta try switching back, see if you can still hear me and then have smoke.
Hold on. Does the listener at home? Have a drinking day. Just save yourself. Chug the entire damn bottle at once.
Testing. Yeah, I see the thing. I don't know if they can hear me now.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Still bored.
Yeah.
Well. Only one other thing I can do, and that will take me a minute. What I'm going to do is I'm going to save this recording and reboot.
Yeah.
So, we're back.
Baruch Cthulhu is a role-playing game based on a humorous mix of forensic investigation, urban horror, and more. All actual play sessions are recorded and published as a podcast. We have players from all over the world, but we're always looking for more. Listen to some episodes and visit our forums to find out how to get involved. www.herokcthulhu.com herokcthulhu.com
Generic Advertising presents generic radio ad for Core New Media. Begin music. Cue generic announcer.
Clever opening line to get your attention. Quality of product. In this case, the podcasts. Reveal client, Core New Media. Interest building by announcing wide variety of shows at client, like Core News and Core RPG. Bold statement.
Stop music.
Even bolder statement.
Continue music.
Call to action to get listeners to go to CoreNewMedia.com. Slogan, spoken slowly and with emphasis.
End radio commercial.